Iona Winifred has won silver in the 100 metres breaststroke. BBC News.
Presented by Vigialis. This is BBC Radio 4, and a quick heads up that at this time tomorrow evening, we'll be welcoming back the news quiz for the usual pithy, satirical take on the week's events. Tonight, in contrast, we've a cuppa soup-flavoured comedy about to be served up. All tastes catered for across the BBC.
If you're looking for laughs...
Oh, this is where the magic happens.
BBC iPlayer's got you covered.
Good. Life is interesting at last.
With over 3,000 episodes of comedy favourites.
They make for great entertainers.
I need a shortlist.
Including The Office, Two Doors Down, The Thick of It, and many more.
Oh, what is that?
Whoa. Put my staple inside a jelly again.
Bring on the laughs.
What are you laughing at?
Watch on BBC iPlayer.
So now it's time to take a trip to Parbold for Phil Ellis Is Trying. And yes, in this first episode featuring guest star Mark Lamar, Phil and Johnny discover golden sachets in their cuppa soups that, of course, allow them to attend a special tour of the cuppa soup factory. It's led by the enigmatic owner, Bill Bonker, who's opening the gates for the first time in 40 years. Meanwhile, Polly and Ellie go on a date with two celebrities of sorts. The programme was first broadcast in 2020.
Phil Ellis Is Trying by Phil Ellis and Fraser Steele. Starring Johnny Vegas, Amy Gledhill, Katia Kavinga, Terry Minot, Jason Barnett, Mark Lamar and Phil Ellis. Episode 1, Billy Bonker and the Cuppa Soup Factory.
Hey up, guys, that was quick.
Would have been even quicker if they'd start alphabetising the aisles in the supermarket. It's all too confusing. I've said it once and I'll say it again. They need to start alphabetising the aisles. You want an apple? Aisle A. You want a banana? Aisle B. Dettol? Aisle D.
What about C?
I don't like coconuts.
Alphabetti spaghetti. Where does that go?
On toast.
Any bargains?
Not really. Just a cup of soup, 26 sachets for a quid.
Wow, apparently Buzz Aldrin used to comfort eat these after losing a coin toss to Neil Armstrong.
Aye, Ed, the coin was in the air for 3 minutes. Imagine the tension.
Imagine being the second man on the moon. What a loser.
Look, they've got a special promotion. If you find a golden sachet, you win a tour of the Cuppa Soup Factory with Billy Bonker himself.
Whoa, no one's been allowed in the Cuppa Soup Factory for over 40 years.
I'd love to see Billy Bonker's magical world. I hear that the taps run minestrone.
All right, then. Let's see if we're lucky. Close your eyes, everyone, and grab a sachet.
One, two, three!
No, I've got one!
I've got one!
So have I! Oh, no. The tour's today. I've already got plans.
What plans could be possibly more important than visiting a brilliant soup tycoon, Polly?
I've got a hot date.
Really? Who's the lucky guy?
Oh, you're gonna love this. Go on, tell him who you're meeting.
Well, he's a celebrity.
Ooh, dating a celebrity. That's every normal person's dream.
Yeah, before you get too excited, tell him who the celebrity is, Polly.
Captain Birdseye.
The ocean-going breadcrumb-based pioneer.
The very same.
He's not the real Captain Birdseye. I told you before, you put too many personal details on your dating profiles. They're just scammers telling you exactly what you want to hear.
Like what?
Like the fact you've got that weird food celebrity-based fetish.
No, I do not.
Oh, really? Right, tell Johnny who you went on a date with last week. Go on.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders. You hear that, Johnny?
Hey now, Phil. He was a lovely southern gentleman and he knew how to keep a secret.
But he's dead, Polly. Deceased. He has, some would say ironically, kicked the bucket.
So where does one take a captain for a date, Polly?
Thanks to this well-timed voucher, we're all going to a Toby Carvery.
Wait, you're all going to a Toby Carvery?
I meant us two, just us
no,
two.
No, you said all.
Well... Right, the captain has a friend who's recently become single, so he asked if there was anyone I could set him up with, so I'm taking a friend.
Oh, who's your friend?
Yeah, who is your friend, Polly? Well, all your friends are here.
It's Ellie.
Ellie? But Ellie's mine.
Ellie's nobody's, Phil. She's not a Terry's chocolate orange.
Right, sorry, Polly, I didn't mean to be crass, but you know what I meant. I had first dibs on her.
Phil!
I mean, I like her, and I was just playing the long game. Who is this chump you're setting up with anyway?
It's... Mr. Kipling.
Oh, game over.
Look, Phil, it's just a relaxed first date. They may not click.
Not click? Come off it, Polly. I can't compete with Kipling. He's going to bake her into bed.
Well, look, we're going to have to get a shake on. The tour starts at one.
Right, have fun and be careful. Take my sachet and make sure it goes to a good home. For money.
Right, Johnny, let's go. And you, make sure Kipling keeps his sponge fingers to himself. You know how handsy these bakers can be.
God, the copper soup factory. It's incredible.
Look at those massive, intimidating soup-themed gates.
It's just made of loads of spoons, which ironically you don't even need for a cup of soup.
It's a cathedral of savoury dreams. Here, hold my bum bag.
Kind of defeats the whole point of a bum bag, doesn't it?
Spur sachet! Oh, we'll buy my golden sachet!
No touting. Plus, no one's even here to buy it.
Did somebody say golden sachet?
Yeah. Where did you pay from?
Guten Abend, mein Herr. I am Klaus Schmidt.
Why are you wearing two monocles?
In case I get surprised, I have a backup. How much for your golden sachet? I might add that my purse is bottomless.
Well, in that case, 300 quid.
You misunderstand me, stringy man. I mean, my purse has no bottom, so all my change has fallen out. Can I owe you?
Fine, just give it him, Johnny. You can always trust a man in a long black coat wearing two monocles.
Finally, my ticket to salvation. The cup of soup factory will be mine. All mine.
Blimey, someone's a fan of cockaleeky.
Oh, hey, look. Factory doors are opening. For the first time in 40 years. Cream of chicken.
I've never felt comfortable with that term. How do you get cream from a chicken?
Practice. Oh, look. And there's Billy Bonker himself.
Where? I've waited my whole life to see this dreamweaver.
He's almost at the gates. He's meant to be a real larger-than-life character. You know, wacky, zany, unpredictable.
All right. Back up, Fatso. These gates open outwards.
Wacky and zany? More like a bus driver with sciatica.
Give him a chance. He may perk up once we all get inside his magical kingdom.
Bloody hell, which key is it? Why have I got so many keys? I mean, guys, there's always at least one key on your chain. You don't know what it's for.
Yeah, all right, Minestrone McIntyre. Can you hurry it up, please? My eyes are stinging. But why is a copper soup factory pumping out so much black smoke?
What black smoke? Oh, for God's sake, burned again. Sorry about that. It's one of the Pumpalumpas' first day on croutons. I don't know why I hire them. One of them fell in the leak machine last week and I spent all morning repackaging. Had to lose the vegan-friendly tick.
You're right, Phil. You're very grumpy for a colourful character. Like trying to have a laugh with the caller on the Jeremy Vine show.
Give me a break, will you? This is the first day I've been out of the factory in 40 years and it's overcast. Right, let's do a head count. One.
That's me, Phil Ellis, bay honours.
Two.
Call me Maverick.
Three.
Klaus von, Smith.
Four.
Hey, I'm Mike Plasma.
Five.
My name's Veronica Pepper.
Six.
And I'm Charlie Bouquet.
Bouquet? It says bucket on my list.
Yeah, but it's pronounced bouquet for copyright reasons.
Whatever. Let's just get inside before my sunny disposition fades as quickly as my interest in all of you.
Over here. Oh, you look fantastic.
Thanks, Polly. Thought I'd make the effort.
Honestly, Ellie, so sophisticated. You look like a young, high-powered solicitor in Hollyoaks.
Aw, thank you. And that's a lovely T-shirt you're wearing.
Oh, this old thing.
I didn't realise the Lighthouse family were still touring.
Oh, they're a band. I just like the colour of the T-shirt. Slate.
Shall we head in?
Let's. Oh, I can see the captain through the bay window. He's on the fruit machine.
Before we go, Polly, you do know these aren't the real Captain Birdseye and Mr. Kipling, don't you?
I did have my suspicions, to be honest. For a start, the captain's wearing Dunlop trainers and Mr. Kipling drives a Mondeo. Let's just give him a chance, though, eh? Captain!
Treasure!
If he is acting, he's very good.
Okay, tour group, we're almost at the testing room where all the new and exciting copper soup flavours are, for whatever reason, part of the landscape. You can drink literally everything in this room, the grass, trees, benches, everything, except the tap water.
Johnny, what are you looking at that door handle for?
Tests of bacon.
No, it doesn't. We're not even in the tasting room yet. That's just a door handle, and it hasn't been disinfected.
I'm bored. You old people are boring.
Calm down, Veruca dear.
I want a cup of soup now. Right now!
Yeah, well, I want a static caravan and Sky Sports, but we can't always achieve our dreams, can we, love? Right, stand back, chubby. This door opens inwards.
I've never seen so many kettles! Six!
Come with me and you'll see there's a tea for the man with no imagination.
Oh, look, savoury bubbles and an oxtail river. Phil, I'll see you later.
Why have you got an oxtail river anyway?
It's just to get rid of the batches that are too tail heavy. It looks fancy, but it actually just leads straight to the canal. We get a lot of backwash. Look, there's a pram wheel.
So, Phil, are you not enjoying your soupy experience?
No, I am not enjoying my soup experience, Klaus. 38 years I've been waiting for this moment, and look around you. It's like some self-indulgent millionaire's just opened up a very niche theme park.
You seem like an intelligent man, Phil Ellis.
Do I? No one's ever said that before.
How do you feel about a little bit of industrial espionage?
How dare you? And how much?
€5 million.
Watch it, mate. We're not in Europe anymore. How much is that in English money?
£15.
Oh, count me in. I love a bit of espionage.
When you are in the dehydrating room, I need you to steal the component that is inside the dehydrating machine. That contains the secret to all of Billy Bonker's soups.
Wait a minute. I recognize you.
That's right. It is I, Klaus von Flump, creator of the lollipop soup. All the joy of a soup on a stick for the person who hasn't time to sit for soup.
Why can't you rob this component yourself, Klaus?
If I get too close to Bonker, he will recognize me.
Fine, right, I'll do it. But I'm only doing it because I'm bored and greedy. Oh, speaking of greedy, where's Johnny?
Woo!
Oh, look at the state of him, splashing around in the Scotch broth paddling pool. Get out, Johnny! And you can put your Veruca sock back on. People have to drink that.
Cocktails.
Fill your boots, my beauties. This be on the captain. Courtesy of the old fruity.
Oh, look, Ellie. All the cocktails are meat-based. Toby Carvery really took a theme and ran with it, didn't they? I'll have the Bovril Manhattan. Are you okay, Mr. Kipling? You've been very quiet.
Apologies. I'm not feeling myself. Me and the ex have just finalised the divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Kipling.
The former Mrs. Kipling has taken bloody everything, hence the Mondeo outside. It's a rental. I had to borrow £10 off Birdseye for the parking.
So, how do you guys know each other then?
We were in the same year at Food University.
Welcome to Toby Carvery. Which table are you sat at?
Why, the captain's table, of course.
I need the number, love.
Oh, yeah. What number be on that wooden spoon, Polly?
43.
And we'll be wanting 4 gravy sambucas and 4 Bovril Manhattans, please.
And how do you want your Bovril Manhattans?
Medium rare. That should cover it.
This is short, I'm afraid.
Listen, my love, I'm actually very good friends with Toby Carvery. We went to Food University together.
Oh, really? Well, luckily, Toby's in the back peeling spuds. I'll just go and get him to verify your story.
No. Don't be bothering a man when he's peeling. Yeah, Kipling, I'll be needing back that tenner I lent you for the condoms.
Right, everybody into the soup weighing room, and this time, listen to what I say. We've already lost one of you idiots.
Poor little Mike Plasma.
Poor nothing. I told him to stay away from the shrinking machine. It's not my fault he didn't listen and the cat got him.
Why does a soup factory need a shrinking machine anyway?
Have you ever tried to get a country garden in a packet? No, so shut your face.
Ooh, got you there, Phil.
I don't know what you're laughing at, fatso. You could have done with popping under it for a couple of minutes.
I'm not ashamed of my body.
Well, you should be. Right, this is where we weigh all the dehydrated soup. Now, obviously, since these scales are built for soup powder, nobody who's not soup powder should stand on them. I can't really make that any clearer.
Daddy, I want a dehydrated soup weigher.
Oh, no, Veruca, darling.
I want one, Daddy. I want one now.
Look at her spoiled little shit. I bet she jumps on the scale.
Veruca, darling, get down.
I want one, Daddy. I just want some dust.
No, Veruca, darling.
What did I tell ya? There's even a warning sign behind her. Kids these days, if it's not in emoji form, they don't read it. Great, more paperwork. Why did I think it was a good idea to open up a dangerous manufacturing plant to the general public? Right, next up, the sharp knife room. And for God's sake, put your safety gloves on.
"15 men on a dead man's chest. Ho, 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 and the rest." I love a good sea shanty. Don't understand why they never make it into the charts.
Is Mr. Kipling all right, Captain? He's been in the smoking area for half an hour.
Aye, he'd be chaining it today. Right, I'm off to shed a tear for Nelson's eye.
Where are you going?
I'm having a pee.
Oh, right.
Polly, I'm really starting to have my suspicions about that pair. For a start, Mr. Kipling hasn't once used the word exceedingly.
I know what you mean, Ellie. They're about as convincing as Paddy McGuinness in a costume drama. Should we just make our excuses and leave?
Let's give them one more chance. They seem nice enough. I think they're just a bit insecure and trying too hard to impress. Quick, quick, Polly, they're coming back.
Apologies, ladies. I had to finish this pack of ciggies. Today's the best before date.
So, do you guys live in Parbold?
I be moored just a few yards up the canal.
I've just got myself a bedsit above Greg's. I find the smell of baking comforting.
In fact, it's a lovely evening. What say we finish off these barbaro Manhattans and go back to the captain's ship and have a couple of sundowners on the deck, eh?
What do you have to drink, Captain?
Only the best for the captain's table. Grog or rosé?
Oh, very posh. Yeah, let's do that.
Well, let's be going then, mateys.
Oh, poor Charlie Bouquet. Well, what a way to go. I've never seen so much blood. And I worked for someone in a black pudding factory.
I mean, who runs towards knives? Honestly. Right, dehydration room next, and if the rest of the trip is anything to go by, at least one of you will die.
Okay, Phil, this is the dehydrating room, where the component is kept.
Yeah! God, I keep forgetting you there, Klaus.
I'm 6'8".
Yeah, I know, but you just sort of creep in like a malevolent fog.
Just make it happen, Phil. Remember, 15 pounds is yours if you get that component.
Right, I'll just type in the secret door code, so no peeking. Especially you, with the two monocles. I mean, even one monocle looks ridiculous. You know that, don't you? Right, behold the most important room in the entire factory. The dehydration room.
Why is it so important, oh great one?
All moisture is sucked out of the soup with this, the most powerful dehydrating machine in the world. Ronnie Wood once glanced at it 20 years ago, and look what happened to him.
Wow. I hear it's 80% dust now.
And within it is the unique secret component that makes it all happen. It can take the wet out of a bank holiday Monday.
Right, Johnny, we need to swipe that component. So you create a diversion while I get to work.
Okay, I'm on it, Phil. Oh, Mr. Bunker?
What?
Pick a card. Any card.
And there's only one.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be that hard to pick then. No. Don't show it to me. Is it the Ace of Hearts?
No.
Ten of Clubs?
No.
God, this component's fiddly. I can't get it out. What was it? Is it righty-tighty? Yeah, lefty-loosey. Oh, God, still stuck.
Quick, Phil. The magician is terrible. And Billy Bonker is on his 51st guess.
I can't grip it, Klaus. Those Ellises have no finger traction. That's why I don't have a smartphone. Or can ever stroke a cat.
Oh, give it here, then.
Careful, Klaus. You've dropped one of your unnecessary monocles under the dehydration laser. And the beam's refracting. It's headed straight for you. Oh, you've dropped the other one now. Stop being surprised. It's going to be the death of you.
Nine of diamonds.
No.
Was it the three of clubs?
No.
I guess I'll never know.
Great. Another death. This is like a wedding in Game of Thrones.
Oh, poor Klaus. Your machine's turned him into dust.
Oh, well. Anyone know if he's got next of kin?
No, he stank a bachelor to me.
Don't you ever say bachelor to a rival copper suit magnate.
All right. Keep your jauntily angled hat on.
Pomper lumpers, get the Dyson.
I'm sure that's what he would have wanted. You know, it's a shame Klaus didn't make it, since all he wanted was a factory. What an unnecessary death.
I think all the deaths today were quite unnecessary, don't you?
Right, may as well finish the tour. It's the last room now anyway. You can float in this one. For some reason.
There we are, my beauties.
Grog for Polly and a pint of rosé for the lady.
Lovely. Well, I had my doubts, but this is a lovely narrow boat, Captain. I've never seen one so narrow. We can only fit in sideways.
Aye, it'd be thinner than one of your cake slices, Kipling, me old boy.
What? Sorry, Birdseye, I have just noticed I've had 3 missed calls from the Child Support Agency. Going to have to change my number again.
I better be going out on deck. Suffering from a bit of the old motion sickness.
I'll join you, Captain. Can't get any phone signal on deck. Should buy me a few minutes.
Right, Polly, they're definitely not who they say they are.
How can you be so sure?
A captain with motion sickness. And look, in this freezer.
No fish fingers.
That's right. And look here, a vegan cookery book.
Maybe he's just woke.
Well, what about this beard glue then?
What does that prove?
It proves he's glued a beard on. Plus, I found this.
Captain's fancy dress costume. Oh, no.
Yeah, and the best part of living on a boat, Kitlin. No council tax.
Ellie, you may have a point.
Hey! Oh, this is the best room yet. Floating's brilliant. So how is this floating room suit related, Mr. Bunker?
No idea. Just came with the factory. It's fun though, isn't it?
Come on, Johnny. At least try to float.
I can't.
Look, whilst we're up here, Phil, just the two of us.
You keep your hands to yourself, Bunker. Earth rules still apply.
No, Phil. I want to talk to you about something. I'm getting too old for this suit business. Soup's a young man's game. And I've been thinking, I'd like to hand the factory over to you.
Hand the factory over to me? But why me?
Because you're the only survivor from the group, apart from your dodo mate down there. Plus, I've got no next of kin. Got the dehydration machine to thank for that. Got me nuts too close to the laser. Listen. They're emptier than Prince Andrew's work diary. So, Phil, will you carry on my legacy and be the new owner of my magical, extremely lucrative copper soup empire?
Really, Mr. Bunker?
Really.
Me?
Yes.
All this?
This whole factory and the grounds it stands in.
Nah? Yeah, nah. I'm not really that interested in soup, to be honest.
Oh, please, Phil, please take it. I can't do this anymore. I've never felt the sweet embrace of a woman. I've spent every Valentine's night with a kettle. I just want my lips to touch something that I don't have to blow on first.
Nah, I don't really want it. Looks like a lot of hard work to me. Plus, them little orange lads will annoy me after a while. Oh, look, one of them's trying to get your attention. I'm going to float back down. Bored now.
Can someone please take the factory? I haven't used a knife and fork for 40 years!
Come on, Johnny, let's go. God, this has been rubbish. At least I managed to swipe this component that Klaus wanted, though. It'll be worth at least a tenner. Can you stick it on the electronic bay when we get back?
Sure thing, Phil.
Oi, you two! One of the Pumper Lumpers has just been deleting all the CCTV footage of today's deaths, and he said he saw you robbing my secret dehydrating component.
Well, you can tell that little orange face get he's a liar.
No, who said that? They're as powerful as a jockey stag do.
God, you're right, Johnny. I've had an idea, quick. Boot him in the voting machine, I'll do the rest.